My name is Dr. Jim McFadden. I'm the Chief of Programs for the NOAA Aircraft Operations Center, and I'm also the manager of the three heavy hurricane aircraft during the hurricane season. I get phone calls from one of two people, either the research group that wants to go out and study a hurricane, do research missions on a hurricane, or I might get a call from the National Hurricane Center that wants us to go out and do a reconnaissance mission, very similar to what the Air Force flies. They usually have to give us a day and a half to 2 days' notice that they want to fly. And a lot of times this requires a deployment of our aircraft to another location like St. Croix or Barbados. We have about 10 of our own people. We have the flight crew, which consists of two pilots, a flight engineer, a navigator, a flight meteorologist, and usually three or four technicians. Now, we usually carry or augment our flight crew with an extra pilot and an extra flight engineer because our flights are 9 to 10 hours long, and you need to have these people alert through the whole mission. Well, Justin is an aircraft commander on the aircraft. This is his office up here.
We're going to go out there, and we're going to take this plane off, and we're going to have a nice, comfortable time for a little bit, and then we're going to get to some turbulence and some bad weather. And then we're going to go find some more turbulence and bad weather. And we're going to do it over and over again for about 8 to 10 hours. So it's completely different. We go out and we look for the weather that all of the pilots try to avoid.
Right behind the flight station, you have the flight meteorologist on the left of the aircraft. He's called a flight director because he's the boss. He's the guy that sets the tone for the mission. He's the guy that does all the coordination between the science and the flight folks. And he works very closely with the navigator, who sets up the tracks, puts the tracks on their systems for the pilots to follow, and then all of them work together. This is a flight director, Barry Damiano.
Well, the hard work starts after we take off because we want to get to the storm as quickly as we can and get all that information to the folks at the Hurricane Center, because it's my job working with the navigator to direct the pilots where to fly to get to the center of the storm based on all the radars that we have and all the other instrumentation that we have on board the aircrafts.
On your left right now, on the left side of the airplane, is what we call our radar station. We carry two scientists here who monitor both the lower fuselage radar, as you see here. Gives an image like this. You see it's a very large parabolic antenna located in that radome that looks like an M&M underneath the forward portion of the aircraft. Todd is the master of the data station here.
I'm running the tail Doppler radar system, and from this position here, also controlling the computers or monitoring the computers and other systems and data flow on the aircraft. You never forget or, you know, fail to realize the situation that you're going to be flying into. So this is just a little more consuming, and it kind of takes your mind off of it a little bit.
Now, I know people flying across the Pacific have probably experienced extreme turbulence on occasion, but when you hit it in a hurricane, you know. It's essentially the aircraft, for the most part, is totally out of the pilot's control. Now, it doesn't last very long, and they regain control, and we move on. That. I mean, we know when we're going to get into severe or extreme turbulence, and you're going to be in your seat. We don't take chances. That's one of the paramount rules of flying on this airplane. Do not take chances. When we go out, I think you've heard us say that there's an element of danger in what we do. We're risking our lives out there flying. Now, we haven't lost any airplanes. We've had some incidents where we've come close, but we've managed to bring everybody back. But we're doing a lot of hard work, a lot of dangerous work, and we're providing data to improve forecasts. Now, if people don't heed those warnings that come from those forecasts, you know, that's like telling you, look, buddy, we really don't appreciate what you're doing. And I would rather that they do the evacuation when they're told to evacuate. Then it makes me feel a lot better and makes me feel that what we have done has meaning.